this is going to be the biggest Scrapyard Wars ever. See, normally we build a PC, but this time we build a PC and we transform a completely empty room into an epic gaming movie watching paradise. Our budget? $1,400 US.
That's gonna be easy. That's a lot of money.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money until you realize that our judges will be evaluating more than just how many FPS we get. They're gonna be looking at the gaming experience, the movie experience, and yes, even the vibes. Meaning, if we fall short in any key area, display, acoustics, or even decor, that's the GG.
Although the scope is bigger than ever, the rules are mostly the same. No using our influence or connections for deals, we're only allowed to message and pick up items during the agreed upon hours, and we can only use parts and peripherals that we buy using our budget.
Let's check out these rooms. This really isn't much to work with, is it?
No, it's very small.
And for decor, we've got 2 power outlets and an Ethernet jack.
Speaking of decor, it sounds like junk.
This is a lot of work to do. How are we supposed to get everything done in time?
With a little help from some old friends.
Each of you will get to draft 3 teammates and be very careful because anyone who doesn't get picked will be a judge for the final showdown. And some of these people look like they could hold a grudge. We're gonna flip a coin to see who goes first.
You call it.
Heads.
Oh. It's a segue to our sponsor. How does the draft work? Is it him, me, me, him, him, me?
No, we're gonna do back forth.
It's fine.
I personally think they are all extremely good candidates, so I wouldn't have been concerned about not getting 2 picks in
a row. That's why I said it was fine.
I'll do Dan Besser.
Wow, no favoritism at all. Just the only guy you talk to for 4 hours a week.
You're cooked.
Let's go, Sebastian and Sebastian.
Oh. Wow.
Justin.
Can we get more rationale as we go here?
I need people that know what they're doing, because my amount of knowledge on home theater stuff is questionable.
Okay, I'll take Pancrats.
Sammy?
Final pick.
I want whoever looks meaner. Oh, Seddon was doing great, and then she broke.
One of them is smiling.
Neither of you looks mean at all. Okay, I'll take Natalie.
That means these 3 will be our judges at the end of the week. Thank you so much for your participation now. Now go work.
Since Linus didn't pick me last, he's getting docked a point immediately.
I'm very happy with how the ranking order went. This is the exact crew that I wanted. Dan is going to be focusing on home theater, man. He has a home theater set up at home, has worked on home theater stuff for the company before. Fantastic. Fabrication, make stuff. Very helpful.
Yes.
The budget is low, so if we can get some like kind of scrap materials, we can get some broken things, put them together, make them work, we're going to save a ton of money. And Vibe Commander. There is actually a very significant portion of the scoring going towards vibe, how it feels. You were very good at that
so
last
no
Gapyard Wars.
Gamer goop.
Yeah, we might have a gamer goop problem outside of
what did you point
the Vibe
at me?
Commander.
Now all we need is a plan. The plan is that Scrapyard Wars is going to be coming out early at lmg.gg/floatplane, 48 hours early per episode, and we're going to have all kinds of extras, so don't miss it there. Now we need a plan to turn that room into...
something awesome.
A full room.
A full room, yes. Thanks. Okay. You're my ace up the sleeve when it comes to fabrication. You're the PC guy that I can rely on to fill in any gaps and just do stuff when I'm not looking. That was a bit of an issue last Scrapyard Wars for me, is I had to do anything to do with the tech.
Yeah.
And Natalie, I saw your bike and I figured you could help with aesthetics.
Sure, I can do that.
Slash also just like numbers.
Okay.
Budgeting, PC, fabrication, leadership.
Vision.
Now we'll see where Sammy's loyalties really lie. Once we were teammates, Sammy, now we're bitter rivals.
Sammy Wong, more like Sammy Wrong.
Sammy won, because I'm winning again.
And go!
First things first, we need to have a quick strategy meeting here.
Not a ton to work with. It's actually a pretty small space.
I feel like I'm in a prison.
How much can we hear them?
Yeah, we can hear them a bit.
Okay, so we're going to cut a hole in the wall. We're filling it full of expanding foam.
In a nutshell, by the end of the competition, we're going to have a working PC, a working display, an audio solution that works for games and movies, and peripherals that work for the above. We have to watch 3 movies and play 3 games, and it is strongly suggested that we add some decor, which...
We'll start with that.
Yeah, that's a problem. Again, the walls are boring, as we were discussing outside. We need something for people to sit on. Part of the judging was based around, like, how inviting is it to guests? So it probably shouldn't be one chair, for example. It might be a decent idea to put carpet, because it might help with the sound treatment.
We do get access to some tools, including a 3D printer. But we won't get any cables or adapters, hardware, or even accounts to access those games and movies. We have to obtain them. Here's the breakdown of how the scoring will work.
The decor, aesthetics, comfort, is it inviting, all that kind of stuff, is a third of the score. The movie experience, so the display quality, audio quality, playback quality, etc., is a third of the experience. And then the gaming experience is a third of the experience.
We are allowed to use subscriptions to access the games or movies.
Okay.
But the cost of the subscription goes against us, but only for what we pay.
Yeah.
So if we can find free trials.
Oh, yeah.
First thing I'm going to do is go measure the room, and we'll do a model.
Pretty sure Linus noticed it as well, is that technically they're not running general benchmarks on the computer. The only benchmarks that they're running is the 3 games and the ability to play back the movies. If we wanted to get weird, we could get a crap computer in like GeForce Now.
Nothing here says that we have to play even on a local PC. If we could stream these games, that's an option.
Does it say a monitor or does it just mean
display?
We need to run benchmarks though.
We do need to run benchmarks, but I think that if it was a console, we would just make the argument that it is 60 FPS.
If it runs at that.
If it runs at that.
It looks like the games is Cyberpunk 2077, Returnal, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh, I don't think half of those are on cloud streaming.
Yeah. The movies, which we also have to be able to play, is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, either the theatrical or extended cut, The Dark Knight, and Adventure Time Season 4, Episode 25.
What about, what's our general vision, right? Like, do we want to stick to just TV? Crap.
That's my job.
Vision.
I mean, I'm open. If we find a really nice TV, I think you could make the argument that in a space like this, that's probably the route that you should go.
I think we're going to be kind of screwed on the streaming services because Returnal is not available on any streaming service.
Just buy Returnal and do a streaming service everywhere else.
Yeah, but then we would...
Then we still need hardware.
We were trying to get away from the performance side of things.
It's like, I've never heard of these services.
Shadow's a thing. Shadow is a rentable gaming PC in the cloud. You set it up like a VM.
Gotcha.
So you could install your own stuff from there. So we wouldn't be able to have a subscription that gives us Returnal, but this could still give us a PC.
That still could be an option.
So we could get a computer for $50. We would still need something that could access it. We can get that for real cheap.
Well, apparently you can use just about anything. Yeah. So,
including like Apple TV or something.
Already finding some interesting stuff. There's a $550 55-inch OLED in Abbotsford. We could literally go get that today. It seems to be the cheapest OLED on Marketplace that isn't over in Victoria. With that said, a bigger screen can add to immersion more than a higher quality picture, depending on the setup. So I do want to kind of see what we could get for around that price for just a really big TV.
What size was that one?
55.
55.
Okay, but hear me out. 85-inch TV. For $600.
Ooh. Measure it out. What does that look like?
85 is this.
Holy
so,
crap.
So, that would be pretty sick.
600 CAD.
I would do it.
I don't want to take the first thing we find, but also, you know, I don't want to be afraid to find a deal and lock it down.
I'm more afraid they will take it too.
Oh yeah, I want to buy something today. Whose Facebook are we using again?
We can use mine.
So for video streaming, it looks like we'll just need Hulu and Netflix. Or Prime. Hulu has, Lord of the Rings and Adventure Time, and then the Dark Knights on everything else but Hulu.
$100, an L-shaped sofa can sectional. It's gray, so gamer group won't show. And it's only been used for 1 year, and it's pickup in Surrey. Price is open to offers.
I'd message them, just get it going. I'm trying to see if we can free up a very significant amount of the budget for making the room cool.
using Shadow, like, their systems are pretty beefy.
What's that $50 a month one?
So you get RTX A4500 20-gigabyte card, 8 cores of an AMD EPYC, 28 gigs of RAM.
Wow.
So it's, like, roughly equivalent to a 3070 Ti. I feel like that's not a bad option, honestly.
Theoretically, if we get a projector...
Yeah.
I think a projector is...
I would love a short throw projector that, like, almost entirely fills that wall.
Yeah. Ooh.
If we go this Shadow route, too, we might end up actually having, like, quite a bit of money for stuff like the couches and whatnot.
I'm just rolling up a quick model of the room and throw a couch there. Maybe put it up against the wall. No, we kind of want rear tower speakers. Something like that.
Or even just, like, side tables with fun things on them or whatever.
Yeah, that would probably work.
Sir David.
Yes?
Question. Can we use something like Shadow? Shadow is a service you have to pay for in the cloud.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. One of the rules is you have to have a working PC.
But what defines a PC? Like, is a Raspberry Pi a PC?
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing... That basically means we're doing Shadow.
Okay.
Like, for sure. Here, let's split up. I'm going to keep looking for potential projectors.
If we do a 10-foot wall, that will be a 139-inch screen.
We're going to need resolution that's, like, decent. If we play, like, Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
and it's 100 and whatever inches, but each pixel is the size of my fist, then it's going to suck.
Absolutely.
I want to commit now. Big TV.
So that, what was it, 85?
I don't know about that particular one.
Yeah.
But at $600, that leaves us $1,400 Canadian dollars to work with. Wait. Yeah. Sebastian, they changed the description. They changed it from 85 to 75.
Also, it was listed two hours ago, so this might be one of those deals where, like, you can just grab it right away.
75 is still pretty good. For Cyberpunk, Returnal, and RDR2, these are all games I can play from the couch.
Oh, yeah. They're not competitive.
So with that in mind, I think we should try and snag the best TV we can find and then build everything around that. Okay, I'm crossing out that OLED. A, because I think it's too small, and B, because it has burn-in.
The 55?
Yeah. Wait. Hisense 85-inch TV, $180. Can we get to
180?
Nanaimo and back today?
Nanaimo?
Oh, yeah. I think we can do it.
I think we can.
Wait, does the ferry cost have to go in our budget?
No, travel is not part of it.
No.
Okay.
I think two of us should get in a car now and go to Nanaimo. That's crazy.
Do we need the truck?
I have my minivan. Also, if we took the truck, they wouldn't have the truck today. So.
That's true. Strategic
denial.
You don't have a van? What do you mean? You don't have a van?
What van?
What van? Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do we need to make sure things work on Marketplace? Like, if we go to Nanaimo and that TV doesn't work, like, what are you going to do?
I mean, they've got a picture of it working.
Okay. I guess we trust that, right?
We do need to think about the PC / console. All of those games are console games, right? Like, we could potentially just get, like, a PS5. What's a PS5 Pro go for?
How do you run movies on a PS5?
PS5 Pros are pretty expensive.
Holy shit, Xbox Series X's are, like, nothing. How many of those games are on Game Pass?
Oh.
Dude, we could finish our whole setup for, like, $500 and then just bribe every judge with $500. What's with all these free PS5 scams? They all use the same picture.
Okay, so 85-inch TV person.
We want to know what the actual model is real quick, and then we want to get in the car. Like, how long does it take to get to Nanaimo?
It's like an hour and a half ferry.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
But realistically, the first day, we're going to do a ton of just, like, messaging people and stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So you can just do that on the ferry anyway.
Totally.
Yep.
Okay, it's going to take about 3 hours to get to Nanaimo. So it will be an all-day endeavor to go to Nanaimo and back if we leave now. So we got to hear from this guy. We got to know if we can pick it up right now.
You wouldn't even ask. Just tell him we're coming right now, bro.
Does the PS5 play Blu-rays?
Yes, it does.
I think we can get a PS5 for, like, a couple $100 potentially. I feel like they're going to show up to play in terms of the performance of their PC, though. Oh.
I'm doing subscription service for the computer, but I don't really want to do subscription service for the videos because the streaming quality is so low.
Yeah, you definitely get higher quality on a Blu-ray for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about the audio transit layer, because if we want to do a multi-channel system, and play something out of VLC. You know, VLC can do the bitstream stuff.
But... Okay, so then that leaves a Pi out as the computer for an option then.
It doesn't have to be a Pi.
You would have to pay for Windows if you want to activate it, but you don't have to buy it from Microsoft. Remember, there's a subjective part of it. So, like, if I'm watching a movie and there's a little activate Windows, that's not helping my subjective experience of watching this movie.
We can get rid of that prompt.
We sure can.
And the only thing that is explicit for piracy is you can't pirate the games.
Yay, crimes! Technically, I already own them, so it's not stealing at all.
How do we feel about a mini computer?
Look up, like, if there's any benefits to a slightly better computer for running shadow. If we're going the shadow road, I want to make sure we're doing it well.
Good internet is the main thing.
The main thing.
Yeah.
So if you spend $50 on the computer, $50 on shadow, we're done. We need to get the three games. I'm sure we can find services for at least two of them, maybe buy the third, whatever. Let's say that's like another $70, I don't know, or $170 in. That's the computer and all the games. We can pirate the movies. So we have all of the software and the computer and everything. Then we have $1,800 to get projector, sound, couch, cables, vibe. It honestly should be fine. I'm sure Linus is trying to freak out about getting some super cool computer, and I'm just gonna rent one.
Are we committing to the console idea, or are we...
No, not at all. Actually, you know what? How about I hunt consoles, you hunt PC stuff.
Sure.
And then we can leave them on kind of whatever it is they're doing.
Sure.
Well, that one has a cup holder.
Yeah, this one too. I think cup holders are kind of fun, especially if we're doing
movie experience, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely prefer one with a pull-up.
This one's pretty nice.
That one looks hours.
We don't want to pay for a couch. If we can get a free couch, we should.
We have so much budget, though.
I can keep looking, because a free couch is nice.
How much are we looking to spend on PC stuff?
Well, it depends on that TV.
I found something that's sort of interesting. It's $550 right now is what it's listed for, but it's got a 2070 Super in it, and it's got an engineering sample i7-12700.
Base clock of 1 GHz.
That's a mobile chip if it's an H, isn't it?
Yeah. If we could find a CPU motherboard combo, though.
Yeah.
This is potentially a good starting point.
Do you guys want to go to the ferry, and then we can figure out other stuff?
I mean, is that crazy?
Have they responded first?
I mean, we could always get
that's true. Have they responded first?
Not yet.
Yeah.
All we need to know is if it's locked in.
Facebook Marketplace seems to have a lot of spammers and scammers, depending on what you're looking for. Like Console Man, it just seems to be all scams. Should I just message some of these ones with really low prices and just be like, hey, can I pick this up right now? No, I'm not sending you an EFT. Like, I don't know.
I don't know if I showed you this. I was legitimately considering this.
A lot of budget.
It's literally half the budget.
Furniture is basically going to be free.
Let's say we had $300 for furniture. The movie experience and the atmosphere together is two-thirds of the score.
Okay, so
like, we want it to
spend
be...
Spend it on the projector.
We want it... Exactly, that's what I'm kind of thinking. And if you walk in and the projector's like... playing and it looks sick.
Yeah.
Like the atmosphere goes up.
There's some nice mood lighting. We should do a field trip to the like Bell's office.
Yeah.
Pinterest IRL.
We are evaluating your space.
Yeah, so that kind of like warmth I think would be really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
He also has plants, which means he knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
We should probably get a plant. I like the stack of Pukari sweat. I don't think we can recreate that, but I like it. Little lights on the wall is nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
So far, the plan is to obtain this 85-inch TV for $180 and then build around that because that gives us literally $1,800 Canadian for like furniture and a gaming PC or a console. Oh, I guess we need audio as well. But I think it's gonna come down to vibes. I mean, if I could get an Xbox Series X for like $300, like that seems pretty solid, right?
Returnal is one of the games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do it on Xbox?
Oh.
It's on PS5 though.
Oh, ball sack. And PC. Okay, well that's good to know.
This couch, I know you didn't want to pay, but $10 is...
Whoa, that's sick.
If this is available, and $10?
Because sometimes people put a low price on it just to make sure you show up.
No, they said free home delivery.
Wow.
For $10? No, it's got to be a $10 delivery fee.
Free home delivery. $10 in stock.
You can always message.
Yeah. Is this available? Because it definitely looks fake.
What was the GPU in that system?
It was a 2070.
Okay, I think we can do better than 2070 for this budget. I think we're thinking almost too scrappy right now.
I found a CPU motherboard combo, Intel 10th Gen i5, so it's 6 cores, 12 threads. The combo is $300. Might be able to drop them down to like 225 or 250.
You can buy a 3090 for $1,000.
Hisense guy.
What?
Yes, are you interested?
Yes, I'm interested. Let's f***ing go, boys. I'm going to take $200 because that's all I need. I should take a little more than $200. Just in case we find some other stuff that we want to pick up.
Because if you're on the island and we see something, then we can...
There's definitely better Facebook Marketplace deals on the island, so that's something that we should make a key part of our strategy then.
Yep.
Okay, so I think we are more than likely going to be stuck buying the games. There is cheaper places to get keys for the games that we could look at as well, too, so.
We should absolutely do that. We could get a 3D projector.
Yes, I've seen a few of those. But I think that was a gimmick.
It's probably like a bad idea. I'm documenting it anyways.
Can I take a ferry to Saanich?
If it's worth it, we can do it.
There's a short throw projector, which would be good for our short distance. We like it. We can go pick it up.
Luke?
Yeah?
That TK-850 looks great. At 10 foot back, we'll be able to do an 8 foot 10 inch screen. Manufacturer says it's going to be 233 nits. Times that by 3.426. It's 800 lumen. It's going to be f***ing bright. That's about it.
Do you want to message them an offer?
Yes. Oh my god, I have a limit of messaging. Thinks I'm a bot. I'm a real human.
It might be worthwhile to go to this place called Keep It Green out in Port Coquitlam. So what they do is all the stuff that's left over from movie sets, they're not allowed to legally throw it out. They have to recycle it. So it ends up there, and you can either get stuff really cheap or next to nothing or free.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Should we just go? Like now?
Yeah.
They close at 3 p.m., so if you want to go.
Can you read while someone else drives?
Yes.
Can someone else message this before we forget?
It's listed at 900.
800?
I could offer 800.
Oh, it comes with a 100-inch screen.
We should take the screen just in case we run out of budget for the gray paint.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sound.
Fine, send it to me.
For acoustic panels, I assume we're going to do some acoustic treatment. Sebastian will probably do what we did in the server room.
Okay.
With that that cheap board from Home Depot or Rona.
Yep, and then just stick some stuff on it.
If we do that, we can do less
He is back from work at 3 p.m., so after 3 p.m. works for him.
Then let's f***ing go now, boys. And do we have the model yet?
No, we don't. He can't check until he is back home from work.
What?
So we'd need to commit and then hope that it's good.
Oh, what does that prevent you from doing?
It prevents me from getting anything else today.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
But I guess you guys are on the mainland, so you guys could pick up anything over here if we find a killer deal. So
yep.
Yeah, and we can still keep looking for island deals.
And worst case scenario, if our TV kind of sucks, I think we just try to make up for it in sound, and we get like a sick little gaming station and we put it in this corner or something.
Yep.
If you guys find any furniture that you like, but you don't love the color.
Oh, we can spray
I have an air sprayer. So we could do like a really nice finish on a piece of furniture potentially. Getting the material for it though, we'll have to pay for.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go, team.
If you have tools at home that have been used in LMG videos, those are eligible too.
Oh, sick, okay.
So Linus's entire house and garage.
Oh, wait, how are we gonna transport this thing?
Got the truck keys.
Oh, you snagged it?
Yeah.
Dude, they have no truck today.
Nope, I got it for the rest of the day.
Well, that's what happens, I guess. You snooze, you lose. Did you find out what the model?
I didn't find the model, but he was able to confirm it's 4K. He's asking if we can commit and he'll pull the ad down for us.
Hail Mary.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll let him know.
I can't believe it. This is the earliest I think I've ever committed anything in Scrapyard Wars.
They're asking, okay, can you do a small deposit? I pull down ad right now. The rest will be up on cash. That's
a little sus.
Do you want the good news first or the bad news?
Bad news.
Okay, the bad news is the first sailing that has room for vehicles is at 4 p.m.
Ooh.
Do you want the good news?
What's the good news?
We have a full tank of gas.
Nice.
So we're going to have to figure out how to transport it back over the ferry by hand. Look on his face. This is far from the sketchiest thing we've ever done in Scrapyard Wars. Don't worry. How are things on your side?
He'd like a $30 deposit for us to claim it. And it could be better for you if you do it now. So I'm wondering if the other team is messaging him.
Do we have an address for this guy?
Yeah, like, I do have an address.
Okay, so this isn't just a scam, hopefully?
Yeah. The address is...
Do it. We'll just eat the $30 if we get scammed.
Okay, so he is 4 kilometers from the Nanaimo terminal.
That's fine. Transportation doesn't count. We can Uber it. So as long as we can carry it over the boat... I mean, that can't be the weirdest thing they've ever seen anyone carry over the ferry, so... This is kind of the weirdest first day of Scrapyard Wars, though. This is wild. In the meantime, do you want to keep shopping for PC stuff? How are you for motion sickness?
I'm generally pretty good for motion sickness.
Okay, we can always trade off.
Do you need a truck?
Maybe.
Yeah.
For what?
We don't know yet, but this Keep It Green place usually has all sorts of stuff. Like, I've seen couches, full-on sets there, like, all sorts of stuff.
They took it already?
bastards.
Do we know how long they're going to be with the truck?
Who knows?
They're going to be a long time with the truck.
What if somebody else at the company has an SUV we can take?
I have a SUV at home, and my home is like 10 minutes away.
But you're a cameraman.
So well, I'm not driving.
Yeah, he'd go with you.
Okay.
What is the statement, has about half its bulb light left?
They get dimmer over time. Did he respond?
We got it.
Okay.
$800.
Tell him that we're on the way now. We've just got something to pick up, but we're on the way. Money, please. Thank you, sir.
And have another one for fun. I'm really happy that we got that projector. My new focus is going to be home theater equipment. I kind of want it to be like basically hidden away or like big box
speakers.
Very
in your face.
Yeah. I think it's like one or the other.
I think it'll really depend on what we do with the couch. I think the couch is kind of like a centerpiece.
We have at least a $200 budget for couches. We don't have to get something completely junk. We could probably swing more than that. We just need to get some more ideas of where we're going to land on pricing on things.
Okay.
You know what we could also potentially pick up on the island, Pancrats? Is an audio system. If anyone is selling really nice audio equipment over on the island, they're probably going to really struggle to move it compared to here on the mainland. So if there's something, that would be a stellar place to pick it up.
We're going to be going to Andy's to get his car. Justin is currently stealing all of the tools from the shop and all the batteries so that Seb can't use them. We gotta win, right?
Would you just like bar the shop somehow?
Oh, what I could do is I could remove Seb from his ability to enter the shop. Like I could bar him from 1 out of 5.
I don't know if we can use, we can ask, that's something I feel like we have to ask David.
What, are they gonna figure out that it was me? No, come on.
It was an oopsies. One thing I noticed is that the bulb, it looks very dingy, looks kind of scary.
That bulb needs to go.
Yeah, either we get a shade, like a lamp shade or something for it. I don't know how fixtures work, or we get at least buy like a Philips Hue bulb. I think we have the budget for that.
We gotta do something with it.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
We're here now at Keep It Green, so let's try and get some garbage furniture. This could sit 3 people, right? That's not bad at all.
That one looks not great, but
it's got a bit of wear and tear.
We could put some Sharpie on that.
Oh, we can kind of hide that a bit, you know? Put a nice throw blanket over top.
There are better couches online.
The navy one, it looks a little dated, though.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that thing is just hideous.
The black one is great, though.
No, that's hideous.
Yeah.
I really like the black one.
We're not getting a couch today.
No? We're not getting a couch? Okay.
That's fine.
Do you have any rugs or...
throw pillows, blankets,
we might
anywhere.
Check upstairs. There might be something good upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got a bunch of lamps and stuff up here.
Okay, but these look pretty old-timey. Are there any floor lamps?
Oh, we got some plantage up here.
Oh, these are really short. Oh, what is that?
It is a giant peanut.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that for vibe?
Oh, God, that's not our vibe, though, but that is a vibe.
Yeah, I don't think any of this is up our alley.
All right. Onto the projector.
I think so.
Sucks a little bit that we don't have like our centerpiece couch because I kind of want to design like a room around that, but it's okay. It'll work. Yeah. Brand new sofas haven't been used. Want them gone because we bought another sofa that we liked more. This girl looks very aesthetically inclined. Either it's a scam or bed bugs.
Yeah, as long as bed bugs don't actively crawl on the judges, we're fine. Currently offering $50 on a Lenovo Business Desktop Think Center, small form factor with an i5 4570. I said, you listed it for $1, how much do you actually want? He said 70. I said, I could probably do 50. He said, I'll do 60, deal? I said, pretty hard on 50, can you do that? He said, 55. And I said, I have $50. And he said, fine. $50 for the whole computer, paired with $50 for Shadow. $100 for the entire computer seems pretty good to me.
i5 4750, 16 gigs of RAM, 256 gig SSD, has Windows 11 on it. I think that should be fine just for like as like a thin client for connecting to our VM.
Sure.
Yeah, that should
HDMI
be fine.
HDMI out?
It's got 2 display ports, so we would have to get an adapter, but I don't think that's a big deal.
Depends on what we're doing for audio though.
The computer does have line out, which I mean is not ideal, but it's something.
I want a 7.1 bit stream.
Okay, I guess I'll message Luke back here.
So Dan expressed some concern with the computer because it's only DisplayPort out. He's unsure about the audio. My brain was just like, get an adapter. But I guess there are actually some issues there. So I am yet again on the computer hunt.
Oh, hey, we're here for the projector.
Hey.
Yeah. Kind of fun to get a 3D one.
That was the most fun I had with it. I went through literally the back catalogue, any 3D movies that were particularly known to be good.
Does it have moving and adjustment or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
We got focus we got the zoom. And you said that there was a ceiling mount or something? Can't remember.
No, there's no ceiling mount.
Okay.
Nobody?
A problem at all. So if we have a look at our ability to ceiling mount it. M4, you'd be okay with this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be easy to sort out. I'm not too worried about it.
Oh,
excellent.
It's annoying. I did have a ceiling mount, but couldn't find it.
Well, we're probably just going to screw it or duct tape it to the ceiling anyway. Let's see what Luke says about input latency. 83 milliseconds is probably fine.
That should be fine.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah.
I think we said 800?
Yeah, that's fine.
Nice.
Fine. No ceiling mount. Did he lie? I don't like that there's no ceiling mount. I thought the listing said ceiling mount. Are they bad hagglers?
Unless there was the listing, did the listing have one?
Have a ceiling mount as well if you want. The listing has it. They picked it up, said that they didn't have a ceiling mount, and they didn't get any discount at all.
He did 100 off already, and he signed the film release.
That's not okay. That's
film releases don't give us more decor.
This guy's getting weirder and weirder, though. He gave me an email address, so I sent the e-transfer over with a security question of what brand is the TV.
Yeah.
That should be really obvious. It's a Hisense TV. And then he said, please let me know the answer once you're done. I said, yep, should be there. Should be easy from the question, just the manufacturer name. And then he said, could you please share the security answer for easy confirmation with two check marks? And what's the answer? I'll pull the ad down now. What's the security answer? We seal the deal away. The rest will be upon cash.
Are we just getting ripped off of $30 here?
I don't know. I mean, I tried to look at the guy's profile and it's locked, so I can't see anything more than that.
Smells bad, doesn't it?
Yeah. The weird thing is the two check marks behind a bunch of the messages. That just seems very strange that someone would communicate that way.
This is a huge gamble.
It is a gamble.
I'm not gonna lie, we're in rough shape over here.
It's hard to find stuff.
Oh man, you guys are killing me. We're starting to chew through budget pretty quick here. This is not as much money as that felt like.
It's gonna be kind of risque. It's a 1-day, 7-hour print.
How does it take a day? That's insane.
You want fast? You'll get fast, but it might break. And this will be on you, Dan.